Is that very helpful to define tefela? Yeah. Mevorach halikra purchase a tefela bein mi bracha shalafana bein mi bracha shalachra. Pata is both bracha rishona and the bracha achrona. Lami boy im halikra meurvi matofel. So it's poshut in a case where the ikra is m'urav. It's not a kiddush in the case where the ikra is m'urav with the tofel. So where do we have that? So the Gaon points out we have that. Well, the more it discusses in the case of a nigra in Shemin, the more it discusses it in the case of humlasa, the more it has to have this sum together with other things. So those are cases where it was m'urav together. The more in those places, the more it invokes the concept of ikra and tofel, right? So even though now the Mishnah over here in Mendalid is the next case, but the Maaseh Pashas is that cloud include that case. But he's saying if that cloud includes the case, it means that the Mishnah says the case of where they're separate. It's a cloud being rabbi case when they're together. The Lashon Mechaber is all the way around, and that case is Pashut. Right? The more it keeps invoking that cloud. You don't hold a wicker, and that's such a din. Okay, el afilim kolechad im kolechad levadoi. So that's the case, much more the case of Stein and Zayas. So the person was eating the Stein, and the Zayas was because the Stein was so sharp. The son of Chazal was very sharp, right? And the Zayas, you were eating it afterwards to be mopping, to take away the harifas of the Stein. So it wasn't together; it was one after the other. And even case of pas, so he's eating dag maliach and he's eating pas with it. So you notice how the case of with both the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch said the case was they don't mention anything about Paris Ganois. It wasn't the case, it was dag maliach and you're eating the pas with the dag maliach. That's going to be, which is they're basically following the Rambam. The Rambam does that too, but the more seems to have in that case mikamidi that the maliach is the tofel, the maliach is the ikar and the dai and the pas is the tofel. Is there such a case? So what's going to be? So that's the nice thing to do over here. So the Rambam v'yesh shomrim the ima tofel chavi b'lov mevorach alov. So that's Beshesa brought the Arzarua, the Ogre in the name of the Arzarua, that in a case where the Tafel is Chaviv, you make a bracha on the Tafel as well. The order is together or Ikra first. You don't want to drink on an empty stomach. So you're eating something just as I'm able to drink. You make a bracha, but even if it's a tofel, but you're eating it first, you have to make a bracha. But the maisa, it's a tofel, and therefore the bracha is shahakol. Okay. No pun intended, that was clearly a mouthful. Okay. Let's look at the Taz. Sheichel dag maliach. So the Taz first goes to the Mishnah, goes to the Tosis. It brings the Mishnah, Abiyo lefon of maliach, tchilo pasima v'rach maliach, Good. So the Tosfos is Mazur, the case of the what the case, what the Gemara is saying and what the Mishnah is saying. The case was that you ate the peiros. The bracha of the peiros didn't cover the malich on the pas because you didn't realize or because it wasn't the same moment. Good. But why did Tana write the case like that? And tell me, eager is part of the tefillah, make a bracha on the peiros ganaser, and it'll patter the maliach, and it'll patter the pas. Near the kashrut davar dinach, the hanu demesina shaladam oichol achila b'lo bishil achila soy sedavar lahatzmai, elo bishil davar shalchol kvar shekayv lahem esikas zoh chavifis, memeil lahavi tafel, filachit tzarech levarach. The scoop is the Kiddush. They tell me that there's a key of bracha on the maliach, which is the tafel. Right? So you told the Kiddush and Mishnah to tell me that there's no key of bracha on the pas, because it's the tafel. The Kiddush of the Mishnah is that there's a key of bracha on the maliach, even though it's a tafel, because you didn't have das, or because it wasn't there, or wasn't always in mind. That can put the tana el shahaya the fun of shasa bracha el khil shakh kbar asham khash wala bishash birakh el khil kadam shatrak lakh akh 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 akh. Okay. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah, or at least so the Zayach Klal tells me that that Ikar Pater's tough. Arguably, that's the Mishnah Pater's is the Papyrus. The Ikar Pater's is tough. That's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah over here. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah over here? The Chiddush of the Mishnah over here is that there's a case where there's a key of bracha on the Maliach. Yeah, and the Maliach, the bracha, the Maliach path is the pass. But that's not the main point of the Mishnah. Right? That's what the Taz seems to be saying. At least that is not the main point, but that is another point, which is the point, the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So, the way we'll be learning Tosis, the Chazis will be learning Tosis, that Tosis is telling me this, you say that the bracha, it's not the Pshad is that the Tavon doesn't need a bracha. The Pshad is that the bracha on the ikar works for the tafel, and that's why if it wasn't in the same maimed, or because he wouldn't have das for it, that the bracha doesn't work. So the Mishkan Davka have such a case to teach me this yisoid. Don't make a mistake and think that the getter of ikar path is tafel because there's no din bracha on the tafel. That's not true. There is din bracha on the tafel, and therefore in a scenario where you're eating something clearly has a tafel, no shaila. But you didn't have to ask for it. It wasn't like some ayimid. You need a bracha. So if the Mishkan Dafa chap that case to teach me this yisoy, not to be toya b'dvar mishnah in what the getter of the tour of a tafel is. Ben yonel appears kate appears on the shaynos appears kinosa hema masukim b'yoyser ben ukolam elaim melach harbe keisha masika lo yazik lo welcome to my pass. There's a pass tefillah the peiros. If you come and work the peiros, but there's a pass. Like Tosis learns that there's the Peres Genoister, then there's the Maliach, then there's the Pas. That's not true. But rather, the Peres Genoister are Maliach. El, the Peres Atzim Kri Maliach, Hanu Shehumochim Harbe Ve'oichlam. Kedarash Oichlam Kishuim Shekaran Ugekiz Plutzer Shemochim Asam Ashas Achil. You put a lot of salt in them when you eat them. Okay. But the Kiddush of the Mishnah is that the Peres Genoister are Choshev and the Pas is the Tavol to Peres Genoister. Okay, now, so Tosis told us the Yisoid that the Kiddush of the Mishnah, which is Medayik, that there is a key of bracha on the Tafel, and if you didn't have das for the Tafel, or it wasn't in Eisem Maimed, there was a Shini Machim in between, you need a bracha on the Tafel. There's a Ben Yonah agree with that Yisoid. We have no right to that Yisoid, according to the Ben Yonah. The whole Makor for that is the way we cheshven out the Mishnah, according to Tosis. But according to the Ben Yonah, we don't have a right for that. If you had das,
Tosis, where we're learning from Tosis, this yisoid of how tafel works, and therefore, if you didn't have das or the Rashini Makim, you need a bracha on the tafel because it doesn't work. That the Ben Yonah is not arguing with that yisoid. Okay. The only place, we'll see, like the Magen Rambam says, the Baal HaMor was mashma not like that. He's doicha that the not right from the Baal HaMor either. So that's the assumption. We're going to assume that that's the din.
Okay. Bays. Let's see Bays, and then we'll look at the Magen Rambam.
Kishli is a kind of a girl. Mitzasi b'shem Rishal, shehichshel aturbezet. The Havah Gemara Mashal Dafkim Oichel Maliach Acher Peres Ganoiser. All the past Tavol the Maliach. On the lack of Peres Eli Oichel Dag Maliach who passed the Imoy. Who Iker? Well, because of the Torah, but Dag Maliach, I feel the Beloi Peres. Tchilo she passed Tavol the Maliach. So what's the Rishal assuming? Rishal is assuming. He says, "One, I got a problem." He says, "Why the more it's said over the question, Mika Midi, is it such a case that the Maliach is the Iker and the Pass is the Tavol? Not Shaykh. The more answers, Peres Kinois to Shon. I don't understand. If wait, Tosha learned the Gemara. There's the Peres Kinois, there's the Maliach, and then there's the Pass." Not like that the Maliach is the Peres Kinois. Right? So Mora is asking Akash, it's not shy such a case. Mora answers the case of Peres Kinois. Comes from the Torah, says, well, the guy's eating a very salty fish and eats a pass with it. So what was the Mora's cash? What was the Mora's theories? Mora's cash is not shy. Mora says, it's shy for Peres Kinois. Shy in the case with a salty fish with a lot of bread. I mean, like, why do we have to make this? The commission says Maliach. According to the Torah, says you're adding a whole backstory which the mission doesn't mention at all. Because there's no other, not Shaykh, other, any other case. Of course it's Shaykh. You just told me your name is the Rambam, your name is the Torah, your name is the basic. It's again the case where you ate very salty fish. There's no pairs before him. And you want to pass with it. Like, what are we missing in the Gemara? Elamai, the more is more, that's not true. That when you take salty fish and eat it with bread, the bread is the Iker. So the only case where it's not is my case of Peres Kinois. Okay, good. So I'm mukhrak to say the case must have been that there's another story there which I didn't know about. But if that's not true, like, why is the Gemara draining a cup with there was Peres Kinois and not mention Mechlal of the Mishnah? If this din is true, that they're saying that there was no Peres Kinois before, and it's still the fish is the Iker and the bread is a Tafel, like, why are we mentioning Peres Kinois in the Gemara? Weiss the Chois, it's not Shaykh. That since the derech is, whenever you eat fish together with bread, the bread is the ikr, and the fish is the tafel. Now, are we saying that the guy's ikr kavod every time he eats bread together with meat, that the ikr kavod of the bread? No, we're not saying that. Chazal or kaveya, that the getter of achila, when you eat things together, bread is always an ikr. No, it's really salty. I have different kavod. I'm sorry, tough luck. It doesn't change because of that. So where is the scenario? The scenario where is that it's not just you eating two foods together. So which that betzim is approximates every scenario of you eating a sandwich. Which over there we always say the bread is the ikur. It's a case where there was a whole backstory, and therefore it we allow it to say that this is not the regular case of eating a sandwich. But if I had no story beforehand, no Peres Kinois, all I had was eating fish with bread, it's very salt, I don't care. Chazal Shalavek passes the Iker, conversation is over. That's the Marshal's cash. I don't know. I'm not sure which Marshal, we have, Marshal just has the question. But the same, but that's the current cash for the Marshal. Right? Let's go back a step. You know, already, I had yesterday, you know, I there's always somebody asks the question. Says nowadays you only bread like they used to eat bread. Broad time bread was everything was bread. So of course it's the Iker. Nowadays it's not the Iker, so we should change all the laws, right? So I said, you know, because you know they used to be very poor, etc. I don't know. I said like, by the time you finish reading Seth Kates and Mavorchim, you know that they were having multiple courses, and they were not such poor people, only bread. You're picturing Europe, you know, like, you know, but somebody was not a chazal, but they had was bread. I'm sorry, it's not true. And was that the Iker Kavod? I don't know. The whole Hanukkah, I'm not, that the question starts from, the historical Hanukkah, I'm not convinced is right. Anyway, that's besides the point. Right? But Lemaisa, the Torah was to make bread as the Iker. Right? That clear chazal, however you learn the cheshbon, we're cheshbon yesterday, you know, in the shir, like, however you learn, chazal, based on the psukim, based on the derech, bread is the ikr. Everything else is itself to the bread. You're not eating with the bread. About it, you ask the guy, like, well, what's more exciting to you in the meat? He says, oh my gosh, the meat. It's okay, you make a shahakal. No, it's not true. Lada. Right? So the Marshal says, so that's what the Morris seems to be saying. The Marshal's cash is b'chal not a cash. No, the Bimur Marish ain't loy cheshe klal achilas maliach. Elvishel achilas apheres tchila. But Torah b'shulchan aruch. So that over there, right? So in that case, we're saying that that's the chiddush of that case. Torah b'shulchan marish yesh to cheshe lechal adag maluach. Sorry, is it a case where I'm not really interested in maliach? Be'atzim itzad maliach. I need something salty, so it has no cheshivas k'shala atzmoi. So of course the path is more eager. Zotu more? No, it's not, because since I have Paris Ganoiser, the saltiness what I require. I'm not interested in eating salty the fish. I'm not interested in Maliach. I'm interested in right. So I resort the Chayda Pasha Vidikur. No, Paris Ganoiser makes the Pasha Tofel. The Pasha Tofel because the Paris Ganoiser makes the Maliach the Iker. That's the case of the Gemara. In the normal case, I'm asking. There's a ikur sudosim, a herring and a lap is a pass. Okay, not to shlo yisakenu begrano. That's why they have to stress the words shlo yisakenu begrano. The idea shlo yiskam and klal achilas a pass bishul atzmai. You're so yivchovitz lechol dag beloy pass im hoyevshu. Some of the guy who really doesn't want to eat bread. He's only eating bread because of that. That should be the same thing. It's more. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, the Meister brings down that there are poiskim who don't hold of this din. It means the Taz aside, the Marshal still stands. Right? The Marshal still stands that this din is only a scenario when there's Paris beforehand. But when not. So, the Sharetzion. So the Mishnah Berurah, when he says the case of the Mechaber, he says Shechol Dag Maluach, and the case was there was a backstory in the case of the Shulchan Aruch also. He says, why did I say that's the case? Not like the Pashlosh of the Mechaber, but like the Taz and the Rabbi learned, because the Harbach Chayin, the Bach, the Rishal, the Rechimudas, the Rav, the Ben Yeruchim, Rambam, Rashi. That could be that case, Taka, not. He says, V'chein Masha, V'mogin Aram, and V'chayodim. So at the end of the day, the Marshal, the Taz, most of the Taz is saying that's B'chal, the Kasha, not a Kasha. So let's look at the scene of Mogin Aram, that's not so posh of the Taz, that the Marshal's Kasha, not a Kasha. Let's see Mogin Aram, yeah. He could more of kosher meroyv who a eker k'moshu kosher siman eshches if zayin. So in case of taruvis, what do you do? You go b'sa roiv. Where do you have the deferish? It's a deferish adin. That's the rush. And by the case of you mixing, we're contrasting mixing mezonos with other foods. With one of the heimini dogim with other foods, or mixing rice with other foods. So by the heimini dogon, even though the meat is still the eker. By rice, it's only the eker if it's the roiv, because we're not having any dog, and you always go about the roiv. So you see, when it's a mixture, you go about the roiv. That's the Rosh's cheshbon in the Gemara, and that's paskin and sivzai and reish ches sivzai. Because yeshbon chmeshes many dogon, zidon b'sraiv k'moshe kosev shom b'siv beis. V'vashay b'hamam shalom b'ibra b'mayim an shehurach v'vorach shahakol ayin shom b'siv vav. If you drink it as a drink, it's a shahakol ayin mashkasavdi b'soiv simin reish talit. Right, okay. We'll leave that for now. Kun Shaykhul, Zak the Mongan of Ram. Klarma, the Kashaman of Shalim, and Arayev, Lamachal Pass. And Arayev, how will they pass the acre? So what's the case? The case is, he's eating a dog, Malik, he's eating the pass, so she's kind of a grunt. That's the Shaykhul case, the pass is a dog. Then Arayev, Raksha, Ochal, Dabra Mosik, Wechal, Dabra Malik, the Huffik, and Masikis, pass him, Mashal, he's kind of a grunt. So this is where the Mishnah Berurah is Mimadayik. That's the whole thing, Marshal. Right? You see it? He says the whole backstory. Where do you see the whole backstory in the Shulchan Aruch? Why did he learn the case? The Shulchan Aruch case, there was a backstory. That there was a, he ate something sweet, and then he ate something salty. He says he ate something salty, he didn't pass with it. Which is the way the Tazan learns the Tarot says, because he holds it like the Rashab. Because that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Hey, Masha, how tough is the Magen Avraham? So the Magen Avraham holds not like the Taz, he holds like the Mashal. In the case you just had Maliach and then you had Pass, Pass would win. The only scenario where it doesn't win is a case where there was something which is Mechiach that your Kavana was just the shame, the saltiness. Guy takes a Maliach, right? So, you know, why are you eating your herring? Because I like salt. And it's hard to have salt without bread. I mean, like, I would say, no, that's not true. Ladan, you eat it because you want the fish. Oh, when you want it, when it's a fight between fish and bread, bread wins. If it's a fight between salt and bread, salt wins. Is that the wins the case you want all salt, but you had payers beforehand. That's the question of the Morgan.
Do we need something to show us that it's a should?
Once you're eating foods, right? The assumption is once you're eating the fish as a food, not as a salty. It's not a sweetness reduction agent. It's right. We talk about salt. Right? This is a sweetness reduction agent. You're eating it as a food. Eating the food, pasta is going to win. No. It's because I need the pasta because I'm salty. I'm sorry, that doesn't work like that. Once you're eating the food together with pasta wins.
So pasta always wins, except for when this pass through.
Because the kavanah here was salt, not if you never eaten it before and you're not eating. Like, you know, I have salt deficiency. I'm eating my herring because I need salt. I mean, maybe such a case, you know, but that's part of the dietary misnomer, you know. But they got, why is it? Like, I'm eating the bread because it's saltiness. I mean, heck of tasty. So why are you eating the fish? Because I need salt. That's where they're coming from.
Why can't it be for both
reasons? Once it's for both reasons, bread wins. That's what he said. The first time I read the Mishnah Berurah, I wasn't in the conflict where he saw in the Magen Avraham. Where he saw the Magen Avraham, he says, "Hey, Masha, my talk is Magen Avraham." I shouldn't have like I went to, I didn't know what he was referring to. Then I read the Magen Avraham and he said, "Oh, yeah, that's a good question." Mehekel Tesi, that the case where there was Paris Kenoisa beforehand. I don't care why you're eating the Paris.
But then why should that be any different?
But the salt in my interest is why I'm eating the Maliach. I need to know why you mean the Maliach. Meaning the Maliach is food or a salt is to counterbalance the sweetness. Once I'm eating it for the saltiness, then the bread's going to be a tofu. I have no idea. What? I don't know. You have to look at some of the, you know, the earlier versions of Taitaka said that or not. It's Taitaka very strange. Once that's the case, Sunu. It's interesting, he has the order of the Tosis backwards, but that's okay. Pirish, the Shinim Makarma, the Lokanach with Svi and Bach, fine. Okay. That so he shells to Simon Reshvav Sif Hey, when a person started eating Paris and he wants to eat more Paris, so even though they weren't there, it wasn't Shini Mokum, but he had Das for it, or it was there, either one is enough to say the Bracha works. So if you learn the Getter the same way, if I ate Paris, I can eat more Paris based on that bracha. So an Iker and a Tofel is me'ain eating more of the same thing. The same way Paris and Paris. So if the person decided he made a Paris eats on his apples and he decided to eat some mangoes, and the mangoes on the table, you'll need another bracha. If you plan to eat mangoes, you'll need to make another bracha. Mangoes are not the same thing as apples, but it's the same bracha, so it works. So Iker and Tofel, it's the same bracha. It's not the same bracha, but it's nichal on the bracha of the ikur. It's like his cadence that the same bracha. So that's his shushtel. So that was like we said from Leib Malin, that the getter of ikur and tuffel, that the bracha on the tuffel works al siddin of birchas seim, becomes like birchas seim shavim, which is an interesting way of learning it. That's the mechazal mashmos, what he shouts with the reshvav sefei. Now, what does he want from the Bach? Um,
He learns that the Tosfos meant you ate the peris. Lo yochel peris b'shosh ochel amaliach el mekardim kvar ochel peris birch alein. So that's the birch amaliach. So this is mashmol. I'm not sure what he wants in the Bach, but this is mashmol. Some chayodim. I mentioned to you that the chayodim is mashmol. In other words, he's learning the din of sheni makom. But let's say in a case where it doesn't meet the criteria of sheni makom, but it wasn't lesa maimed. Would the bracha of the yikur work for the tafel? So the Rambam says yes. It's only din of sheni makom. A case where it doesn't meet the criteria of sheni makom, the bracha of the yikur work for the tafel. The taz loshen it has the lesa maimed, which he doesn't seem to invoke the din of sheni makom. What? No, I'm saying, but the Magen Rum, it comes along and says, Pirish, the Shini Mekayma. The Magen Rum adds, it works with the rules of Shini Mekayma. Right? So, the Lashon Tosfos, when the Taz quotes it, it's a Dinner Oysamayma. It doesn't sound like it's a Dinner of Shini Mekayma. So, there's a Mashmos of a Chayotim like that also. It doesn't necessarily go with the rules of Shini Mekayma. This Kiddush that Iker works for a Tafel, it's only if you're eating it together. If you're not eating it together, even though there's no Dinah Shini Makom, right? But if you're not eating it together, it's not the same Maimed, so the Bracha wouldn't work. That's the Mashmoz of that. But the Maisa Mishabura follows the Magen Avraham. It's a Dinah Shini Makom.
Why is it different than Dagmania? If it's all one eating, basically, where we said it's as if you're eating the bread with the fish on top, so it's as if you're eating the bread with the fruit, even though they're separate times, but you knew that this is Dagmania.
Yeah, but the Bible said the bread is still there because of the salt, not because of the sweet.
Just a second.
Yeah, but then it becomes. It's a fascinating. It's a good point. So here we have a funny din. Now, like Rashi, leave Rashi out for a second. It comes out if the bread would be with the peiris, the bread will win. The bread is with the maliach, which is with the peiris, the maliach wins. That's what you're asking, right? Mm-hmm. That's a funny din. According to the Mashal, that if you just have two things, the bread with something else, bread wins. So if I have peiris and I have bread, bread would win. Now that I have Paris and I have Maliach and I have bread loses. It's like a Kiddush, yeah, in economy. That comes out because it comes out the function of the Maliach is out saltiness, not out food. So then bread toxin can be a tofu to that. Okay. Solution of Bach, the third solution, Urchel Paris, Gamkin Bishosh, Urchel Maliach, Pass, El Shakar, Birchel Paris, Shalarisha Madain, Maliach, Pass. Now, the order of the Terusim is backwards, but okay. I don't know what the Magen Rambam wants from what he's bothered with the Bach at this point. Gamma Shakasim Lafarish Tamir Venyurna Lanira Lamarisham Shaparis Asim Fazil Mela Karbi Rachel Ipasima Lachim Rachel Paris. The Bach learns the case of the Venyurna like this is not that there was the Paris were salted. I don't know why the Bach learned like that, but that's how the Bach learned. He said that's not right. Kosev Ashlo. Mishocho pass the matek ashtiyah. Mavarach ala mashka, poitra pass. Im ha yadaitu la bebiru. Oi, shadarka bekach, bereb hamim lecho pass, bemsa ashtiyah, bahab akilu daitu la, bala vachit sarach levarach. So the Shlo tells me two things. He tells me, one, that he is a maskim, there's a scenario other than Paris Ganoiser, where the pass will be a tofel. I have whiskey and I have salt, I have bread with the whiskey. Right, so he says over there, the purpose of the bread is just to matik ashtiya.
How's bread ever
matik? He doesn't mean sweet, he just means to counterbalance it, because whiskey was very sharp. So it was, in that sense, it was just lessen the sharpness. And he adds, this is the kuda of darka bekach. This is the first time we see the sword of darka bekach. Right? Till now, Tosfos just mentioned that it was oysa maimed, or yadas, or it was lefanov. But the darka bekach we don't have. The darka bekach we don't have. I didn't have das. It wasn't lefanov.
But I always do like this. It's kilo adas. So the makor is this law. Mishmur quotes it. It's interesting. It's not found. Shulchan Aruch doesn't introduce such a disorder. But the Shlo assumes it like that, and we assume that that's true. But 1 second. Is this Marshal and the Shlo, do they shtim? The Kar Kori was saying the Kar they shouldn't shtim. The answer is yes, that they could shtim, because drinking and eating is that's when I'm eating two things together. So yeah, so that the pas, that's lunch, that's a sandwich. No, my main kavanah is the pas just to get, I don't. You're eating it together, pas wins. Pas, but drinking, I don't drink my whiskey together with pas. So veneer, again, that's my ain musig of, the pas is in a different type of function than part of the achila. So in that case, that would work. So it's not a riot, so let's say a person eats something, so according to Marshall, a person eats a very, very sour pickle and he eats some bread afterwards. All those scenarios, right? It would be according to Marshall, when the Mishnah Berurah is learning that it could be that's not we have to question about that cheetah. Makari, it would be not a good idea to use pas because you're being at least according to Marshall, right? It would need a bracha. Davey. I don't think so. It means done regularly. It's a rep probably means many times. I think Mishnah Berurah is coming lafuka the other way around. I don't have to do it every time. I do it every time. So it's a rabbi thing, they do it every time. No, I don't need that. As long as it's a regular thing. Then he said, what about the Balamor? You know, we're saying you need das shaita balamor nishtazay. My kamash was nisin. According to Rashi, the case is you ate the meat together with the bread, and the bread covers the meat. Of course, the Tosha says it's ikur and tofel. What's the chiddush? It's masnisin. He zok the balamor miyeshlorim. The kamash on the avishlo hoya daito lo b'shosh shabir chalapas. Emily boy bruchi. So if so, you should need, and since you didn't have das on the meat, so you need a bracha on the meat. Kamash Malah and the Kim of the Tvel and Nino Loiboy Bruchi. Ad Kal Nashon of the Balamor. So the Khan Balamor state and he says, let me tell you. I have no Das Bakal. It wasn't there. It wasn't Raga Bakas. It wasn't Daito Alav. Al's Ding. And still, when you eat it as a tofu, it doesn't need a bracha. That's the Khan Bakas plus Rashat the Balamor. Now, Litosis. So now, I Tosis. So Tzarech Lomer, he doesn't want him to make him a Machlokes. He says, you know what, that din over there, now what's the Tzarech Lomer? We're like, what forces it? Maybe they're talking arguing, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins the Balamor back in, you know, Kufayin Zion. And the Shulchan Aruch then says that, but if somebody sent you something from the next door, you need to make a bracha. So what does that mean? If the pshat is you're compassionate about the balamor, it's a new din, no das, irrelevant. But when it's eaten as a tuffel, it automatically does not need a bracha. So good. So even guy said the next door, you don't need a bracha. Sif dal sif hey, don't shtim. Right? Elamai shtetach and shulchan aruch that is a word of das. So then what's shot in the balamor? Like sif over there, sif dal sif hey seem to be. Right. Well, that's my Magen Rum's teretz. But so what was before we get to that? Right. So he's sif dal kuvayin zayin dal. I'll be shelo hoyu the paris the funer b'shosh shemir chalapas kiven the lapis as a pas same boyim in a tunim bracha klal. All right. Source. Rashi v'shem Rabbeinu Reb Zachyahu, i.e. the Balamor. Im achas shemir chalapas sholchol mebayis acherim. Sit down and say, hey, Mama, where's the Rimei Obey? Terence is, the Balamor didn't mean a lacking das, because you see, the Shulchan Aruch agrees you need das. So what's going on?
Right? So that's what we're going to run. Sir Klaimer. The Dafka Pash Yesh Kevra Lusuda. With that, I'll come out, she'll be a lawyer, come a shakosim, a slave, simcha, vine, zion. Right? So the person has das when he eats a meal. You know what? Meals, the broad, he has a broad mind, the thought process. You know what? Who knows what might come into the meal? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch, if it's next door, that's already beyond your thought process. But within the house, everything is fair game. Al Bashar Yikr Tfela Beinon she had died to love Kamashik Satulil. But that's a din dafka by pass. Right? So the Balamor to my pass. So that's Kiddush that you, I didn't have a specific das. I just make, when I sit down to a meal and I wash, now we don't have this nowadays. Because, you know, some, maybe nowadays we should have this din even without pass, because that's how we make our meals. No, that's forever not going to do. The Ramah went even so vite to even next door, you don't make a new broth. Says, what's shot? Sit down to pass, daita and ganze belt and everything. The Ramah is not saying that nowadays without pass you're going to do such a thing. I sit down to have my meat, I have kavana. If you're ruggel, right? You have neighbors that always constantly share recipes with each other, always dropping in each other's house with food. You sit down with supper, you know, every third day, you know, your neighbor drops in with, you know, with some new food. Yeah, die to love. That's part of supper. You know, you sort of, you almost leave out a dish because, you know, Rachel's going to fill it up for you anyway, right? You know. But it's not Rachel because. So the person's down to supper. He didn't wash. So, you know, knocks on the door. Now, here's another type of meat. I'm sorry. I had das in it. I didn't have das in it. Right, they're all saying it's rug, it's without ruggle bakach. It says, I have das, everything might happen. That's shot in the minute not to make a bracha. That's a sworn das. But that das only pass by pass, even bizman as if. Fine. Din lokei naharvele l'rapapa. Yes, sir. The who, the machaber or the ramah? Mechaber is saying that this Savora that we're saying the person has das, it's only whatever he has in the house. But if it's a Darwin, which a person wasn't so much alone, even by pass. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, no, the meaning is not to make a brach even by pass. Even from next door. He said, that's takapella. No, we have to, Sarach Loimar, that we assume that people's das, when they wash, is for Altsding. Right? Okay. But they're all donning a swara and das. They're not donning a swara, a new swara that tuffel is automatically included in the bracha of the ikur, even though you didn't have any das at all. They're not learning. I learned about the more, and I know nothing else. I never met the Tosis. I never met the Shulchan Aruch. Tuffel is potter, doesn't need a bracha. Why? Because it's tuffel. End the conversation. That's not how the Shulchan Aruch is learning. It's a swara and das. Zatir Morgan Ram, I'll prove it to you. Deem Loikain. If this halacha is not halacha dafkin pass, so why did her papa say this kiddush? Which is the kiddush or her papa? According to the Balamor, this is what her papa's din is. Right? Din maker in Tafel, I don't need her papa for. It's come to her papa. Her papa says, I have a new din. And it applies to all the Ikirin Tafels. So say it on the Mishnah Mendal. Why is it Mem Bates? Okay, that's a din pass. So that's my raya that it says Imloy Kane. Have the Rapapa Lormer Hadin Amasisan the Koshuiker, Lashina Fila ain't died to love. Al Kurkadafka Pass, I mean Kane. Imlohaya died to love, Mavurk Shakola the Paskin Musha Kosov. Now this last line over here is out of place. And the Sif Chaim tells you that's out of place. That belongs earlier. In the case the person ate the pass, he matak ashniya. So he says, so if you're normal to do it, the bracha on the mashka works for the past. Let's say you weren't wrong to do it and you didn't have das. So the wife said you had some whiskey and it's really stark. And you eat some pasta to counterbalance it and you make a shahak. That's where that last line belongs. Go back to the on the case of the whiskey with the past. So the bracha will be a shahak. Now, I want to point out that later on the Ramah and has this issue when you're eating the tuffel, and it needs its own bracha, because he had it first. The Mechoik is whether you make a shahakal or you make the regular bracha. Right? The Ramah says you make a shahakal. But the Mishnah Berurah brings, we spoke already that Morgan and Ramah said that, no. It needs its own bracha. It doesn't lose its din bracha. So why over here is he saying you make a shahakal? Everybody with me? The last line over here of this Morgan Rome, the Sif Chaim said, was going back on earlier. He said the case, he's going on the case of the Shlo. A person had whiskey, and he had pas because the whiskey was so sharp, he needed to have a little bit of pas together with the whiskey. So if it was Daito Lov, or it was Rogel Bekach, so he doesn't need a brach on the pas. Let's say it wasn't Daito Lov, and it wasn't Rogel Bekach, and now he takes the pas, you have to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? You make a shahakl. You make a shahakl on the pas, and then you make a shahakl on the pas. That's what the... in case there wasn't Rogel Bekach, it wasn't Daito Lov, you have to make a bracha on the pas. It wasn't Nichol the bracha with the Iker. Why making a shaka? What's the question? What you make? But you're not eating as a toffee. You're not eating as a moitzi. You're using a toffle. So there's a b'lachar. That should be totally in the remuah at the end of the sefal. Right? The remuah at the end of the sefal brings that a case where you ate the toffle before the Iker, so it needs a bracha. Right? It has to make a bracha. But what bracha do you make? You said you make a shaka because the mice is a toffle. And that the Morgan Rum says, no, right? Depends, right? And Mr. Brewer comes out that really, you try to avoid that case because it's a big mechalik, is whether you lose its own bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says you make, excuse me, the Beis Yosef holds, you make the right bracha. Not like the Trumas Hadesh. The Dark Immersion says, Trumas Hadesh is right, you make a shahako. Right? The Mr. Brewer brings... It's a tuffle. You're eating a tuffle. Like I said, the remote at the end of Sefal. Person eats the kedganias in order to be matic the shtiyah. Since you're eating them beforehand, you have to make a bracha. You need a tuffle. You can't eat it without any bracha. You don't make a bracha yet. So I pop the thing in my mouth to have the sweetness in my mouth so I can drink the whiskey afterwards. So you have to make a bracha. But Zakhtar Ramah, Ben Rachel of Rak Shahakal, Helvu Tafel the Bracha. The mice is a Tafel, the Bracha is a Shahakal. I'm getting there. Same Lakara, but and that the Mishnah Berurah brings. But here Ramah says, Zabal his Kishum Chalik, the Maybachal Gavni. It says that the Beis Yosef said Nishtazay. And there comes Morgan of Rome later on in the Sifkotin Dalid. It says, Sevensach. Depends what you're drinking first. If you're drinking whiskey with the bracha is a shahakol, so the tuffel gets the bracha of a shahakol. So you even hit it first, you make a shahakol. If you're drinking wine and you're eating this thing, so. You can't make a shahakol. Where hechatayis is shahakol? The bracha of the wine is very guf, and this thing is a very eights. So where does the shahakol come into the picture? So what's shot in the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef says just because the same way we say later on you're not master the bracha because a lack of chesaron of shir, you're also not master the bracha because you're eating this a tofu. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef sounds like you said. Right? Which the Magen Avraham seems to be somewhere in the middle. Mishnah Berurah comes over and says, that case over there, you ate it first. So my kavanah is the same tuffle, because I really want to drink the wine afterwards or the whiskey afterwards, and I'm eating this thing first in order to prepare myself for that moment. But the Baal all I've eaten is this thing. That's different when I had the ikar first. But for a technical reason, the bracha didn't work for the tafel. Because in a case where I had the ikar first, it's clearly a tafel. The case over there, I didn't have an ikar yet. So in my mind, I'm planning, I have plans. So the Mishnah Berurah learns that over there, there's a machlok is what bracha you make. Because the mice, you're eating it first, you haven't eaten anything else yet. So I plan to eat it as a tafel. The mice, I'm eating it as a fruit. So I should make a rapier eitz. Mechalek, so I should make a shahakol. Who said it's a tafel? When you eat it first, it doesn't get the same tafel yet. But you eat it second, it's a tafel. No, shahakol. Well, but you need a bracha. Technically, you didn't have kavanah.
He said, even currently says to be a shahakal.
That's the Mishnah Berurah understands as Magen Avraham. That whole argument is a case where you had it first. So it's felt in the Kviyah Shem Tafel because you didn't have the Ikri yet. So Mela, why should lose its bracha? But when you had the Ikri first, and you're having it afterwards, but since there's a technical problem that the bracha, the Ikri didn't work for the Tafel, but if it's a Tafel, it's coming after the Ikri. So then the bracha is a shakal the kuliyam. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands this Magen Avraham.
I mean, doesn't the Taz say that people
had the Mamatha Rishisiyah? Yeah, we Yeah, that's the Shart Sin and Chav Dalad. And then based on that, so the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Dalad, that he just brings that you make a shahakal in this case, and he doesn't bring any chalik, as opposed to later on he brings a chalik. Kiman shehu tofu mafsi b'rchoso ikris. And that's all he says. He doesn't bring anybody's chalik. Because later on the Shartzion and Sivkot and Chavdal learns that the Archonim, which are mefakfik, hold ime erchol tofu kadam l'ikr en alov shem tofu klal ben l'shanoi b'rchoso b'rilo. That's the Shartzion and Sivkot and Chavdal. So based on that Shartzion and Chavdal, why over here he says that since over here it is a tofu, the rogel b'shahakul. Good. What about the case of the Tavlos Kavim? Oh my gosh. Okay. Gimel. Now she sent the shear, not this man. Sherman did Tavlos, thank you. Okay. Tavlos Kavim. Rashiba would sometimes say he would say shear for an hour and a half. Without, you know, sometimes he lost track of time. It's just like he just kept going. Lunch of hair, like, you know, but there's no lunch left, but that doesn't make a difference. Rashi was learning. Nobody's going to find out Rashi, by the way, you know, the clock says it's already, you know, it's time for lunch. Nobody said that. You know.
She's finished.
Would anybody get up and leave?
No. And maybe in my Carlo guys would do that, but not in Rashi, gift of Shear. No. What? It was whoever was in Shear. That was, you know, it was even Light and Bachram. She was here for 10 years. I don't remember anything what he said, but I remember that I wouldn't walk out. I remember. Like, okay, in Tavu Chavulav. So now, Kosa Bis Yosef B'Shem Razurua, Imatznoin Iker, B'loi Chaviv, Mavorach al Azayis, Mechaz Mavorach al Tznoin. Brachish Odif, Venakir Brachish Kegab. So the Razurua, as written, is Pashat, very difficult to understand what he means. Adarab Chazal clearly wanted to be my Brachish. They didn't. Every Iker and Tafel, I mean, not every Iker. The case of Taruma is Iker and Tafel, which is an Iker. I have a problem. I can take out the one, make a bracha, take out the other, make a bracha. No. Eat as a unit, make one bracha. No, frugal brachas. We like making more brachas. No, we don't. Right, so what is he saying? Well, you know, right? So the Gemara parakeets mevorach and mevorach al tznoin partus hazayis. So the Gemara has a case over there. First, we're eating a radish with the zayis.
and the ikir was for the radish, and the zayis was to be lahafi karfish al tznoin, to sort of calm down the sharpness of the tznoin. So Morris says you make a bracha on the tznoin and you pat the zayis. We know leikish at tznoin ikir. Here's Rashi, shabishiloi hiskol achila. You study the whole reason why you're eating the zayis is because of the tznoin. You're eating snow because you want to eat snow. And you're eating the zayas because you want to eat snow. Vein ochel zayas, elon hovik kurvishal snoin, dhavali zayas tov. That's the case of the Gemara. So you're eating one and then the other. You're eating snoin and then zayas. So the order, you're not eating it together. You're eating one after the other. And comes the Arzurun, he says, Arzurun, the davkish, the snoin, the chaviv, the ikr. That's because the snoin was the ikr, which it was, and also it was chaviv. So the zayas is pasha left out on the cold. So then you make a bracha on the tznoin and not on the zayas. But in a case where the zayas is chaviv, so you make a bracha on the tznoin because you make a bracha on the zayas because it's chaviv. You make two brachas. Afushe brachas, why should we do that? Vein lahakshe mashakosu v'toistis m'mnochis. Da, lam and vav. Dibri masu soch ben hetvila. That, kiv the yachal pot, leaf to ask me bracha, Shnia, Karli Bracha Genesicha. What happened to Bracha Genesicha? Where do I have it? I have a Tosis. Tosis says, the loch is a person for Ashkenazim, you know, not for Sephardim. Person is only putting on a Shel Rosh. His arm is withered, he can't put on a Shel Yad. He makes two brachas. Make a bracha on the Tefillin and the bracha on the Mitzvah's Tefillin. Right? You make two brachas. Person is putting on a shayat and a shal rosh. He puts one bracha on the shayat, one bracha on the shal rosh. Person speaks between the shayat and the shal rosh. He makes two brachas on the shal rosh. He makes three brachas: a bracha on the shayat, and then two brachas on the shal rosh. Because we hold you need two brachas on the shal rosh, but the bracha on the shayat works on the shal rosh also. But if you speak in between, so there's a half sick. So now you need two brachas on the shal rosh. Right. So that's the lach. A person is sach. So the more it says the person is sach. He goes out to war. We say, excuse me, sir, you know, you can't stay here because you've done an Aveira. So we can't have people which are Bale Aveira in the war because they might cause that we should lose. What's your Aveira? You said a bracha shen etzricha. You spoke between Tfilah Shayad and Tfilah Shorosh, so you end up with this extra bracha on the Shorosh. So that's the Madrega of who we send home, right? The Gemara says. There's a famous, in Brisk, that the Maskilim wanted to make fun of the Torah, so they did a play, and the play was, Klai Yisrael going out to war, and the Kohen gets up and he says, you know, makes an announcement, right, and then some people leave. The second announcement, he says, okay, if anybody has any Averis leaves, at the end they have two people left, two old men on sticks, one is the Vilna Gaon, one is the Shag Azariah. And then, you know, everybody laughs and they close the curtain. So they went to Mr. Rav, to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim said, I don't know what the problem is. They just didn't see the next scene. The next scene, they went out to war and they won. But they're right, yeah, you end up with the Vilna Gaon and the Shaka Zari and nobody else, but that's how Klai Yisrael wins wars. Right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I think we, Baruch Hashem Tzricha is Mashiach comes, you need Mokhamas, the child of the Terech, you need Mokhamas, not Mokhamas. Pashkan the Ram, you need Mokhamas, we have Mokhamas. We're not qualifying. You know, Khan Kanievsky is going to be like the soldier, you know, like, you know. You know, but the Chara, it means, you see Chazal held Bracha Shen Tzricha, it's not a Bracha Levatolo, because when you're saying it, it's true. It's not a Bracha Levatolo, it's a Bracha Shen Tzricha. And that's a problem. So we go over here and it's not a problem. It's a problem, it's Bracha Shen Tzricha. The Hossam Mari Shayla Ladaber Ben Abrachas, the Hugan Brachas and Sricha. But over here, if it's Taka Chavi, what are you supposed to do? That's the din. You're supposed to say it's not a Brachas and Sricha. That's the din. Near the Kosses, Ain Lafkia Brachas gave Gav, the Taras Mashna Brachas to Shabbos, the Mina Bissim and Yashad Alf, the Varach Alech, the Pater Shani. Can you open the Hippotter Brachas? Get over Kia Gav, the Kabros, the Kanye Shay Brachas, Shane Shabbos, the Prepare, the Prepare, the Doma. Let me ask you a stupid question. He says, I mean, you can make a bracha on your apples and on your mangoes. It's bracha Shabbos, so why should you do that? You should make one bracha for both. Over here, it's betzim two brachas. Betzim to the eitz and the sadam. Right? And Bei Yushin has a Maila. So why should you lose? Should you lose the bracha in that case? Adarav, that's the right thing to do. That's what he means. Now, if they're both going to be the same bracha, the din of the Rav Moah, that the Tafel gets a shahakol, this sort of doesn't make any sense. So why should the poor Tafel, the Zayas, lose its opportunity to get a bracha? The Zayas, I'm asking the Zayas, it's a Tafel. It's not the Iker. The Iker is the Snor. But it's a Chavim. So she got a bracha. Hates a shahakol. Really? No, that's not what's motivating us. He says that the bracha will be the bracha royal, and not like the Rambam says that a tofel gets the elder gets downgraded. That's the Rambam's gosh. So Pashas, the reason why the Arzuru said chaviv, just in the cash from the Prima Gadam says, the reason why he said chaviv, because it's a case of Embrich Hashem Shavas. Rabbi Huda's moira that you don't go with the min shiva. Zalt min shiva, that's not going to be significant. But now, according to the Rosh, Ein Brichas Em Shavus, there's no din of chaviv either. So you have to learn that the Arzuruah is learning not like the Rosh. The case of Ein Brichas Em Shavus, chaviv does play a role. That was the machlokes over whether chaviv plays a role in Ein Brichas Em Shavus or not. Right. So the Arzuruah is learning not like the Rosh. That out of there's a mile of chaviv, like what Tosis learns. That there's been of chaviv. So now Ibrahim Hashem Shabbat chaviv is a mile. So it has a mile. So she got a bracha. No, that's a hard. That's we're going to run grapples with that. But Pashas, no, calls him out on the stone is the ikur, unless the Zayas has something over the snoin, you make a bracha nikkur in part of the tofel.
Not if it's equal.
No, not. It's only because since it's the chaviv and this is the ikur, so each one has a definite article in front of their name. So mela, they have to get a bracha. Right. Okay, Rebbe, let's hold it here. If you don't mind, well, if you do mind.